can you do to help the environment? Ninth grade students at Aspen High School research environmental issues and want you to help our planet.
Ocean pollution is one of the most detrimental issues today. According to LA Times, approximately 19 billion pounds of plastics are dumped into the ocean every year.
Based on research from NOAA.gov, ocean pollution occurs when pollutants such as oil, septic tanks, farms, motor vehicles, pesticides, among larger sources, make their way into the ocean and destroy our underwater ecosystems. 80% of marine pollution comes from land.
Ocean pollution can cause many problems towards marine ecosystems. Thousands of ocean mammals die and are endangered by pollution and gathered trash.
Over time, garbage patches have formed in the ocean due to human trash and waste.
The biggest one being the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which is a collection of trash in the North Pacific Ocean. Most of the trash trapped in the Great Pacific Garbage Patch is not biodegradable. Therefore, it all accumulates and forms microplastic.
Many animals are mistaking the microplastics for food and will often choke on the plastic.
National Geographic wrote that as climate change has affected the Earth and its warmth, oceans have adapted to the warmth slower than the land. Global warming is a huge effect on the ocean and its ecosystem.
One of the larger ecosystems that is taking a hit for our polluting is the Great Barrier Reef. According to CNN last year, the Great Barrier Reef suffered through a bleaching event, the worst recorded.
Coral bleaching occurs when the temperature of water around a reef rises noticeably. The rise in temperature caused the coral to expel the algae that grows inside them, turning the reefs an eerie white-gray color.
Save Our Shores Organization, the Nature Conservancy, and Plastic Oceans are all organizations that work hard to reduce the pollution in our oceans and reverse the damage we have caused.
Some things that you can do to help ocean pollution are eat organic foods when possible to limit the demand of chemical pesticides. You can also clean your home with lemon juice or baking soda and vinegar instead of toxic cleaners, according to lovetoknow.com.
Reducing, reusing, and recycling are great guidelines to help reduce your carbon footprint on the ocean. Try using reusable shopping bags or carpooling. All these little steps will help clean up and keep our oceans healthy.
This has been a collaboration between the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, Aspen High School, and KD&K.